The Lord bless you, my precious family. It's Saturday the 18th, 2015. I pray that the Lord's sweet presence would be with us tonight as we listen to His heartbeat, because truly He shared part of His heart with me tonight. The time began with a very intense worship and just a real sense of longing for the Lord just eating away at me. It was very hard, really, knowing who He is and reaching for Him and sensing His presence is so painful. After a while, He just held me very tightly, and I could tell that He didn't want to let me go any more than I wanted to let Him go. Finally, He ended up saying that He would hold me during the whole message. That was probably the only way I'd listen to Him. Anyway, I said, "Jesus, I can't let go of you." He answered me, "Nor I of you, my dove. Hang in there, Claire. I am coming soon." Oh, Lord, you know those words. I know. Nonetheless, I am sincere, you know. I'm not saying you aren't sincere. It's just too hard to think about it. I know. This is part of the sacrifice. My faithful wife standing on the seashore with her lamp lit and burning strongly, looking into the distant mist for signs of me. He lifted my chin ever so tenderly, looking deeply into my eyes. "I am coming." Okay. No, seriously, very shortly now, your life on earth will end. And no more feelings of separation from me ever again. I know you can't fathom my love for you right now, even though as we hold one another very tightly, you must know how much I love you, Claire. Oh, Lord, this world is so wicked, and you are so sweet and consoling. Not long now, not long at all. But, Lord, no one knows a day or hour. He answered me, "Unless they've been told by the Father." His eyes twinkled. "Oh, Jesus, give me the strength I need to persevere and take care of this family. Help me in my weakness. Truly, I need your help. Just hold on to the rope of grace, my beloved. Hold on. Just hold on. Jesus, would you hold on for me? Always. I am your safety cable. Never to let go or fail you. Thank you." "Well, are you feeling better?" "No, not until you come," I pouted. "Well, I see we have impatient brides looking for some new words." "Lord, can you blame them?" "No, of course not. But those who are so impatient still have not put into full practice what I've asked of them. So they come back on you as if you were the source. As if you had any say in what comes from me. Well, you don't, and I wish them all to take my words more seriously. Those who accept you are accepting me, and that goes for the messages as well. Just a gentle rebuke, my brides." What he's talking about is a couple of folks have expressed their boredom with the last message. Nothing new, you know. I even was in that place where I thought, well, this message is kind of flat or it's kind of repetitive or whatever. I mean, I confess I was in that spot too. And so the Lord is giving us kind of a clarification of what's going on with Him and why the last message was as it was. So he continued, "The church is ever looking for another sign, another prophetic word. Do you know that is a sign of spiritual boredom, lukewarmness? Yes, it is. Your relationship with me should be so vibrant, so exciting to you, that my presence is all you seek." Oh, Jesus, they're going to love me for this. Do you care? I thought about it for a minute, and I thought, in a sense, I do, but in the ultimate sense, no, I don't care. I only care about being faithful to what he wants me to say. "Claire, I'm not a man that you can put words in my mouth. I want more maturity from my waiting bride. I want more depth of understanding. You are not here to entertain them. You are here to expose my heart to them. When I see the unsaved languishing, my heart aches. I want so badly to comfort them. Should I speak so as to console my bride, or reach out to those who are perishing? Truly, children, where are you coming from? Is this channel just for you, or for the lost as well? For all, no matter what their status or understanding. When you see me tenderly reach out to those who don't know me, back me up. In heaven, you'll be trained further to reach souls. This is the work I have for you. This is my daily preoccupation, that none should be lost. Back me up, my bride. Pray for those who visit this channel, that they will invite me into their hearts and give me their very lives. Oh, how I so desire they would come to me. My heart burns with longing to comfort and console them, to heal their lethal wounds, and shed light on the suffocating darkness they walk in. Let them see that your heart is for them too. By the generosity of your remarks and prayers, let them know that you care not for just yourself, but for them too. That is a major problem with my church. Enough people don't really care. They don't care to go out of their way for one of those who has yet to find their way. Come with me in this, beloved ones. We're walking in times of obtuse darkness. So many languish because they've not witnessed my love. They know all the things they are doing wrong. Satan has bombarded them with their sins and worthlessness, so they dare not approach me. We need to present to them the other side of me, through you who daily receive generous doses of my love. Don't recoil because I've corrected you. I chasten those I love. I'm molding you into perfect charity and self-sacrifice, even in the messages I give you. We are on the last leg of our journey together. This is your last opportunity to harvest with me. Give it your generous all. Show those who do not know me the side you know so well, and convince them of my goodness. Lord, this message seems so repetitive. It bears repeating until it's put into practice. Actually, I'm giving all a warm invitation to spot the survivors who are barely hanging on, those who've been crippled so badly in this life that they see no hope. You, my brides, have walked with me long enough to know that hope. Some of you have been beacons of charity, rushing to the side of every wounded soul, spreading the fragrance of my love. To you, I say, truly you have brought me joy and repaired the damage done by so many marks of indifference from those who bear my name. You who are weary and impatient, come into my presence and worship. Allow your heart to meld with mine. Allow me to refill you. It doesn't matter if you don't see me. What matters is that you came to me, and I'm there with you, filling you with generous rivers of grace, that you may go out to a thirsty and languishing world. Do you know that there are actually some on this channel who have given their lives to me because they've listened to your conversations and been edified and inspired to approach me? And after you prepared their hearts, I indeed came to them. Just by this small, insignificant act, you have brought them safely into the harbor of salvation. Souls do not need to be pounded into the ground with scriptures. They are already face down in the dirt, hating themselves and so loaded down with years of condemnation, they really don't believe anyone could ever love them. No, they need you to rush to their side, lift them up, help them stand, dust them off, and like the Good Samaritan, clean their wounds with the finest salve, and carry them in your prayers, just as surely as the donkey carried them to the inn, where they could be fed and recuperate. That's the response I'm longing to see on this channel for those who come here wounded and sin sick. You have only to ask, and I will give you my heart for them. I will equip you with that costly salve made from my own body and blood. Their wounds will heal, and they will in turn succor others. This is how the kingdom of God comes, one by one by one. It's the little things that matter most. The seemingly insignificant response to a post that reveals the true presence of the one true God, who is love. Well done, my good and faithful servants. Well done for all the times you've revealed me to others. You have no idea the fruit you have waiting for you in heaven. Those little acts of kindness were drops of nourishing water in a dry and barren wasteland. You have witnessed firsthand the wasteland on the internet, the bickering, the jealousy, downgrading, deprecating remarks and assertiveness of those who thrive on strife. Do not be a part of contentiousness. That is not my spirit at work. That is the enemy, turning souls from love to bitterness, turning attention from my spirit to the spirit of the world. Knowledge puffs up. Charity edifies. Rather, draw others out of the hostile climate into the oasis of your love. Yes, indeed, you carry within you an oasis, and I am never absent from you, but am faithful to give you an anointed word in season. So there you have my will for you in this tortuous time of waiting. Minister to those who are languishing and be a generous example of my love and patience. You open the way for me, just as it is written, "Prepare the way of the Lord."